我们的弟兄已经解说给我们听这个问答的时间是怎么一回事。
Our brother has already explained to us what is the meaning of this question and answer session.
所有的问题的答案只有一个。
There's only one answer to all the questions.
基督。
Christ.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹不要盼望我们人来回答你们的问题。
So I hope, brothers and sisters, do not hope that there is a man answer your question.
人就是回答，只能帮助一点头脑的知识。
And even if a man answers you, that can only help you with a little bit of knowledge in the head.
只有到主那里，主才能真正解决你的问题。
Only by coming to the Lord directly, He can solve your problem.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹。
So I hope, brothers and sisters.
今后不说某某人是这样说的。
And then, from now on, never say, "Brother so and so said so."
如果你跟从人的话，这个就到死亡里头去了。
If you follow a man, then you go to death.
我们不过在旁边帮助交通一点。
Now we are only standing on the side, helping fellowship a little.
只有圣灵能真正把基督启示我们。
Only the Holy Spirit can really reveal Christ.
只有当基督启示在我们心里的时候，我们的问题就解决了。
Only when Christ is revealed in our heart, only at that time our problem can be resolved.
我收到很多的问题。
I have received many questions.
很抱歉，我交通的时候不清楚。
I'm very sorry when I was sharing, it was not clear.
如果要回答所有的问题，那么各位都要留在这里到明天了。
If I answered all the questions, then you have to stay here until tomorrow.
所以我把所有的问题把它集中起来变成三个问题。
So I'm collecting all the questions, combine them into three questions.
一个问题是关乎侍奉的问题。
The first question have to do with service.
第二个问题是关乎被提的问题。
The second question has to do with rapture.
第三个问题是关乎合一的问题。
The third question has to do with unity.
关乎侍奉的问题。
Concerning service.
我想我们在这里都是学习侍奉。
I think we all are here learning to serve.
没有一个人天然就是会侍奉的。
Not a single one who is naturally able to serve.
就是世界上做事也是一样。
Now this is even true in when we work in the world.
没有一个人天然生下来就会做事的。
Not a single one who is born, who is able to do things when he was born.
他要慢慢的生命长大。
And he has to grow in life,
并且 gradually. 学习怎样来侍奉。
And also learn how to serve.
所以今天我们信主的人
So today we the believers,
我们在地上的侍奉是一个学习的时间。
Our service on the earth is a time of learning.
我们真正的侍奉乃是在将来。
Our real service is in the future.
在现在我们在侍奉的过程上，我们应当乘坐一个谦卑的心来学习。
Now, when we serve in the process of serving, we need to have a heart of humility to learn.
从我们得救的日子开始。
From the day we were served, we were saved.
一直到我们去见主的面。
Until the day we meet the Lord.
都是主给我们机会来学习侍奉。
The Lord gave us the opportunity to learn to serve.
所以在学习的过程上要经过许多的事情。
So in the process of learning, there are many things could happen.
当然我们说如果我们要侍奉，
Of course, when we say we want to serve,
我们必须要等于他。
And we have to do, we have to be from him.
换一句话说，
In another word,
我们必须要寻求他的旨意。
We have to seek his will.
因为我们所侍奉的不是自己。
Because we are not serving ourselves.
我们也不是侍奉一件事情。
We are not serving a particular thing.
我们是侍奉那位至高的神。
We are serving that the highest God.
所以在我们侍奉上，我们要学习。
So when we serve, we have to learn.
我今天这样侍奉，是否是出于神的旨意？
Now the way I serve today, is it according to the will of God?
这是我们需要慢慢学习的。
And this is something we need to gradually learn.
因为当我们开始侍奉的时候，
Because when we start to serve,
我们只有一颗的心，
We only have a desire.
我们有一颗心向着我们的主，
We have a heart toward our Lord.
我们愿意来服侍他。
We are willing to serve him.
我记得我年轻的时候，
I remember when I was young.
当我初初得救的时候，
When I was first saved.
或者说在我还没有得救的时候，
And even before I was saved.
因为我即便生病快要死了，
Because my sister was ill.
我生病，
Myself, I was ill and almost died.
我求神，
I asked the Lord.
我不认识他，
I do not know you.
但是我求他，
But I seek him.
他听了祷告，
He heard my prayer.
我活了，
And then I became alive.
所以我天然就有一个感激的心。
So naturally I had a heart of thanks.
我怎样来表示我的感激？
How do I express my thanks?
我要为神做一些事情。
I want to do something for the Lord.
我虽然不认识他，
Although I do not know him,
但是我要为他做一些事。
But I want to do something for him.
所以我在还没有得救的时候，
So even before I was saved,
我已经领祷告聚会了，
I already led the prayer meeting.
我也已经讲道了，
I already preached.
但是我不认识他，
But I did not know God.
我到我父亲的书房里头，
And went to my father's study.
把最好关乎祷告的这个东西来看一看。
And I was reading the best books about prayer.
然后我就用来讲祷告。
And then I used that to preach about prayer.
我讲到也是这样。
And this is how I preach.
我把美国最有名的传道人的讲章拿来讲。
I took the script of the best preachers in the United States. I used that.
我讲完了之后，心里很得意。
And after I preached, I was very satisfied.
但是叫我失望的。
But the disappointing thing to me.
没有人称赞我。
Nobody praised me.
这是我开始侍奉的时候。
And this is when I started to serve.
但是感谢赞美主。
But I thank and praise God.
主知道我的心。
The Lord knows my heart.
所以有一天主拯救了我。
So one day the Lord saved me.
当然救了我，那我更有心要服侍了。
So when he saved me, I have even more desire to serve him.
所以我自己就定规了。
So I set something for myself.
我要到哪里去做说来侍奉？
I wanted to go to somewhere.
我要怎样的侍奉？
And this is how I'm going to serve.
一切都是照我自己的。
And all according to me.
很热心。
I'm very zealous.
也做了一些事。
And I indeed did something.
但是慢慢学习。
But gradually I learned.
看见说。
I saw.
没有异象在那里瞎摸。
And this is just touching everything without a vision.
心是对的。
My heart was right.
但是神究竟有没有得到侍奉？
But did God indeed receive my service?
这个学习侍奉是一生的事情。
Now this learning to serve is a whole life thing.
虽然蒙主的怜悯，
Although by the mercy of the Lord,
我已经侍奉了六十多年。
I have served him for more than 60 years.
但是最近我的感觉，
But recently my feeling was,
好像我才开始，
It seems that I just started.
所有弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
我们如果要走上侍奉的道路
If we want to walk on this way of serving God
这是一生我们要学习的
And this is something we have to learn whole life
在侍奉的事情上没有毕业的日子
On the matter of serving God there's no graduation
我们一直在这里学
We are learning and learning all the time
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
我尤其年轻的弟兄姊妹
Especially my young brothers and sisters
我盼望你们有一个谦卑的灵
I hope you have a humble spirit
不要自满自足
And do not be self-satisfied
一直要在主的面前
And we have to stay before the Lord
仰望主
Looking to Him
求主给我们意象
And asking Him to give us the vision
求主把智慧启示的灵赐给我们
asking him to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation
叫我们真知道怎样侍奉他
that we really know how to serve him
有人问这个问题
some ask the question
我今天信主在教会的中间
today I have believed in the Lord I'm in the church
我如果相逢排排椅子
If I just arrange the chairs,
我如果相帮预备饼杯
and if I prepare the
这些能不能算为侍奉呢
No, are these, can we can call these service?
我就想起撒母耳的故事
I remember the story of Samuel.
撒母耳小的时候
When Samuel was very young,
他就到圣殿里头会幕里头
He went to the temple, to the tent.
因为他要侍奉神。
Because he wanted to serve God.
他做什么事呢
What did he do?
开门。
He opened the door.
早晨他要把会幕的门打开。
In the morning, he had to open the door of the tabernacle.
这是一件小事情。
And this is a very small thing.
尤其年轻的人喜欢睡得晚一点。
Now especially young men or young women would like to sleep late.
但是虽然这是小事情。
But although this is a very small thing.
如果门不开，人怎么进来呢
？If the door is not open, then nobody can come in.
但是我们看见撒母耳忠心。
But we see that Samuel was faithful.
虽然他年轻。
Although he was very young.
他学习早起。
He learned to get up early.
把门打开
Open the door
好叫人来进来敬拜神
That people can come in to worship God
结果怎样呢
And the result is
结果神的话领导他
The word of God came to him
他就成了先知
And then he became the prophet of the Lord
所以弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
这是我们学习的过程
This is the process
开始的时候开始的时候我们只有一颗心
At the very beginning we had only one heart
慢慢的就会教导我们
And gradually the Lord was going to teach us
叫我们在开门的时候乃是为着爱主而开门
And then when we open the doors it is because we love him
and
we open the doors
我们在排椅子的时候
When we arrange the chairs
我们里面有祷告
We have prayers.
巴不得什么人坐在这个椅子上。
We pray that when people sit on this chair,
他就得着神的恩典。
And he will get the grace of God.
所以不是做一件事的问题。
So it is not a matter of doing something.
也不是事情的大小。
It is not a matter of how big or how small is this.
乃是里面侍奉的灵对不对。
But Do we have a right spirit in serving?
如果我们的灵是对的
If our spirit is right,
神喜悦
It pleases God.
这个才是真正的侍奉
And this is a true, real service.
所以我们从小事开始
So we start with very small things.
我们如果在小事上忠心
If we are faithful in small things,
主就要把大事交给我们
The Lord will entrust us with big things.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
我们没有办法用短短的时间告诉你们应当怎样侍奉
So we cannot use a very small time a small amount of time to tell you how to serve
这是我们每一个人好好到神面去寻求
Now this is something every one of us should go to the Lord to seek.
我们如果寻求，我们就要得着。
If we seek, we will find.
所以这是侍奉的秘诀。
So this is the secret of service.
我想我只能这样混通的说一下。
So I think I can only answer this very generally.
因为我的时间已经快到了。
My time is already up.
第二个问题是被提的问题。
The second question is concerning rapture.
我知道被提的问题是在神儿女中有不同的看法。
I know that this matter of rapture, there are different opinions among God's people.
我们只能照着神所给我们看见的去遵行。
Now we can only be faithful to what God has shown us.
我记得在六零年代。
I remember in the 1960s.
我到秘鲁去。
I went to Peru.
我去探望一对美国的夫妇。
I went there to visit a pair, couple from the United States.
他们实在是爱主。
They love the Lord.
他们半年的时间就在一个小船上，在阿马松河里头。
For half a year, they live in a very, small boat, and they will go along the Amazon River.
探望弟兄姊妹。
Visiting brothers and sisters.
半年的时候，在高山上，在一个卡车上住着，来看望弟兄姊妹。
And another half year, they will live on the high mountain, in a truck, and they visit brothers and sisters.
我去看望他们。
I visited them.
当我快要走的时候。
When I was about to leave.
他们真是要开一个大会。
And they wanted to have a big gathering, big meeting.
许多的土人从各个村庄。都聚集在那里。
Many indigenous local people, they came from various villages.
那个地方没有路的，都是我是坐飞机进去的。
And there were no big way to get there, so I flew in by airplane.
他们都是从森林里头就出来。
They actually walked to that place through the woods.
因为我第二天要走了。
Because the second day I had to leave.
所以那一天晚上开会。他们盼望我能有一些交通。
So that night when they had the meeting, they asked me to have some sharing.
但是在还没有开会之前
，But before the meeting，
在另外一个村庄有一个宣教士也到了。
There was a ministry, in a neighbor village. He arrived also.
在我们吃晚饭之前
，Before we had the dinner，
他就。查考我。
Now this missionary, he examined me.
他要查考我的信仰。
He wanted to examine my faith.
那么我去知道一点他的背景。
I knew a little bit of his background.
所以我就很小心。
So I was very careful.
我知道他的问题一个一个就更紧了。
So when I hear one question after another, I know where he will be leading to.
到后来他就问一个问题。
So at the end, he asked pointed question.
他说：“对于被提你怎么说
？”He said, "What do you think about this rapture?"
我想就个混通的说一下。
So I would like to just glance over.
我说：“我相信全体的圣徒都要被提。
”So I believe all the saints will be taken up.
他不满意。
He was not satisfied.
他说。被提有几次
？He said, "How many times would there be?"
我知道这是他要问的问题。
I know that was his end question.
因为他是闭关弟兄会。
Because he was from the close brethren.
闭关弟兄会相信被提只有一次。
This is exclusive brethren. They believe there's only one rapture.
都是在大灾难之前全体被提。
And that's before the Great Tribulation, all will be raptured at the same time.
但是我在神面前的学习不同。
But my learning from the Lord is different.
我觉得说，如果全体都在大灾难之前被提。
My feeling was, if everyone was raptured before the Great Tribulation,
我们就不需要进行祷告了。
And then we would not need to watch and pray.
反正我们一同都要去的。
Because we will be raptured anyway.
为什么圣经里头一再的注重？
why the in the Bible it pays attention to something again and again.
我们要精心祷告,
that we have to watch and pray.
我们要预备自己,
we have to prepare ourselves.
如果全体都一同去了, 那何必精心呢?
If all will be taken up together, together, then why do I need to be watchful?
所以在我自己追求主的时候,
so when I was seeking the Lord,
我觉得说, 那些活着的圣的人,
I feel that those who are living and they are overcoming, they will be taken up first.
但是因着我这样回答,
but because that was my answer,
他说你不信圣经,
he said, you do not believe the Bible.
我说弟兄,
I said, brother, I believe in the Bible just as you do.
但是今天我们对圣经的解说有不同的地方。
But today we have different interpretations concerning the Bible.
他说你不信圣经。
He said, you do not believe in the Bible.
所以吃了晚饭之后我们一同去聚会去。
So after dinner, we went to the meeting.
他一路走一路对我讲。
So when on the way, he kept telling me,
你讲,
if you speak, I will not. So I told the brothers who invited me,
我说,
I said, I will not speak.
Because
he was a missionary living in the neighboring village. I just a passerby. But after I left,
这些土人的弟兄们都给我问,
and these brothers from the local place, they asked me, why did you not speak?
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们对于圣经的解说,
we may have different interpretations of the Bible.
除了基本的信仰,
except that the basic belief, we have to have the same.
其他的, 我们还没有在正道上同归于一。
All the other things, we have not come to the in the unity of the faith.
如果我们要在正道上同归于一,
if we come to the unity of the faith,
我们必须要激烈保守圣灵所赐的合一。
Now we have to keep diligently the unity that is given in the Holy Spirit.
在神里面我们是合一的。
In God, we are one.
我们不让这些不同的解说来分离我们。
We do not let those different interpretations to divide us.
我们要继续交通。
We have to continue to fellowship.
如果我们继续交通,
if we continue to fellowship,
我们会达到在真道上同归于一，在认识神儿子上。
We will arrive at the unity of faith, and the unity of the knowledge of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，你不要为着在背题上有不同的看法，你就说谁对谁不对。
So brothers and sisters, you do not want to say this one is right, that one is wrong, simply because there are different interpretations of something.
我对那一位弟兄说。
I told that brother, and this is what God has shown me today.
如果主明天给我另外又看见,
if the Lord show me something else tomorrow,
我愿意改变,
I'm willing to change.
弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
这是对于圣经的解说不同的时候,
this should be our attitude when we face different interpretations of the Bible.
有一件事是我们知道的,
there's one thing we know.
人可以失败,
man can fail.
神永不失败,
God never fails.
感谢神,
we thank God.
他在创世之前,
he has chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the earth.
他所拣选的, 他就呼召,
those he choose, he call.
他所呼召的, 他就称义,
those he call, he justify.
他所称义的,
those he justify, he glorify.
所以有一天在永世的里面
So one day when we come to eternity
像我们的 Dana 弟兄所讲的
As our brother Dana said
在新耶路撒冷的城里
In the New Jerusalem
我们都在那里
We are all there
我们是羔羊永远的幸福
We are the forever bride of the Lamb
但是在过程的中间
But in the process
我们要看见一个原则
We have to see one principle
无论是属灵的生命也好是侍奉也好
Whether it is spiritual life or living or spiritual service
我们要长大
We have to grow
怎么长大呢
How do we grow
管教是必须的
Discipline is necessary.
如果我们肯接受神的管教
If we are willing to receive the discipline from God,
我们就早早地成熟
then we will become mature early.
一块田地
One field.
如果你有埋种在那里
If you have seeds there,
凡是接受太阳的晒多的就早熟
And those who have received more of the sunshine, then it becomes mature early.
早熟的果子是先收割的。
Now the early fruit is the early harvest.
早熟的果子是保证全地都要成熟。
The first fruit promises that the whole field will be mature.
这个就是收割。
And this is harvest.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
盼望因着神的恩典
I hope by the grace of God
我们要做初熟的果子
that we want to be the first fruits
不是为着我们自己
not for ourselves
也为着全体的弟兄
it is for the whole for all brothers and sisters
更是为着神的荣耀
now even more it is for the glory of God
那么第三点
number three
我的时间已经过了
I have passed my allowance.
所以我只能说一句话。
So I can only say one thing.
合也是在基督里。
Unity is in Christ.
离了基督，一定是分裂。
Apart from Christ, for sure, it will be division.
所以让我们住在主里面。
So let us abide in Christ.
住在约翰福音十七章的祷告里。
In John chapter 17, the Lord's Prayer.
他说愿他们合而为一像我与父合而为一一样。
That they may be one as I and the Father are one.
不是外表的问题。
It is not an outward appearance.
是里面的问题。
It is inside.
愿神赐恩。
May the Lord have grace upon us.
I have a particular problem.
我有一个难处。
I received many questions, but they were all in Chinese.
我收到许多的问题都是用中文写的。
So the brother came and knocked on my door this morning and gave me these questions and said, study them.
弟兄早上敲门说你来预备这些问题。
I've been looking at them this way, and then I tried this way.
我不同的来看这些的问题。
Finally, I found my brother. I said, please, you have to tell me what the questions are.
我找到我们的弟兄，哎呀，请你告诉我这里是什么东西。
Many questions have been asked, and the subjects are quite similar.
有许多的问题 但是内容都很相似。
But again, we will only try to answer a few questions that we think will be most helpful.
所以我们只是会答一部分的问题，希望能够对大家都有帮助的。
Now, according to what Brother Eric has told me, here is one question.
根据我们的弟兄告诉我，这有一个问题。
First of all, I've already learned something about the Chinese.
我现在已经学了一点的中文。
One question is never one question.
一个问题里面还有许多的分题。
So this one question has three questions.
这一个问题里面包括三个问题。
But they say that they have received the message about being summed up in Christ.
他们得到了在基督里同归于一的信息。
And the three-part question.
然后里面三部分的问题。
What is the real basis of unity?
真正合一的基础是什么？
Secondly,
第二个问题，
under what principle can there be unity?
在什么原则下可以合一？
And thirdly,
第三部分，
is it true we can only be one with a portion of the believers, but not with more believers?
是否只合一是否只合一的是否只是在一部分的弟兄姊妹当中能够合一？
I was able to translate it more easily than him.
我翻译的比他翻译的好。
Well, we want to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们翻哥林多前书十二章。
And just touch upon this matter of the basis of our unity.
我们要讲到合一的基础。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we'll read verse 12 and 13.
哥林多前书十二章十二、十三两节。
For even as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one, so also is Christ.
就如身子是一个，却有许多肢体，而且肢体虽多，仍是一个身子，基督也是这样。
For by one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，饮于一位圣灵。
The real basis of our unity is a unity in the Spirit.
我们合一的基础乃是在灵里的合一。
On the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节那一天，
we know the Lord Jesus was enthroned in the heavens.
我们知道我们的主耶稣是在天上的宝座上。
And he poured out his Spirit.
他倾倒他的灵。
In the book of Acts, we see the outward evidence as these men were filled with the Spirit and began to exercise various spiritual gifts.
在使徒行传里面，我们看到这些信徒们，他们得了圣灵的浇灌，外面就显出各样的恩赐来。
And when the people in Jerusalem began to ask, what has happened? What is the meaning of this?
当耶路撒冷的人问，这是怎么一回事呢？
That's when the disciples received the first evidence of something that had inwardly happened.
这个时候，门徒们就头一次得到他们里面的印证。
Because when Peter stood up to speak, all the 11 others also stood up.
当彼得站起来的时候，其他十一个使徒都站起来。
And what did that teach them?
这里教导他们什么呢？
The same Spirit abides in all 12 apostles.
同一个灵住在十二个使徒里面。
And I suppose we might even be able to say, if Peter had not spoken, perhaps Andrew would have spoken, or John, and spoken also the same message about Jesus, the Messiah, enthroned in the heavens.
如果那一天 彼得没有开口讲，可能安德烈，可能约翰，他们会同样讲出这位受膏的基督。
The basis of our unity is we have drunk of this one spirit.
我们合一的基础乃是我们共饮于一位圣灵。
And not only have we drunk of this one spirit,
不单我们同饮于一位圣灵。
But we've been baptized by this Spirit into the one body of Christ.
我们也同时受圣灵的浸，进入一个身体。
This is a miracle.
这是一个神迹。
Because this unity is closer than even the unity of our human families.
因为这一个合一比我们肉身的家庭更亲密。
We may be united. As a family, by blood.
我们可能是借着我们的血缘，我们在一个家庭里面。
But even at a deeper level, through Jesus Christ, we are made one in spirit together.
但是我们借着耶稣基督，我们能够进入更亲密的合一。
Now we can never sever that unity.
我们实在不能够分开这个一。
It's the basis of our life.
这是我们生命的基础。
And the Spirit can begin to lead us together.
圣灵就把我们带进这个合一的里面。
So the basis of our unity is life.
所以合一的基础乃是生命。
We have the same life in us.
我们里面有相同的生命。
As the book of Acts opens and moves from chapter to chapter.
当使徒行传一章一章的向我们打开的时候，
We see that the disciples themselves were amazed by this oneness.
门徒们他们实在觉得惊讶，有这样的合一。
They never thought they could be one with Samaritan believers.
他们实在不能够想象他们能跟撒玛利的信徒们合一。
Or with Gentiles.
或者跟外邦的信徒们合一。
But the more they served God,The more they understood that God was drawing in people from all races and nations and backgrounds.
当他们越服侍，他们越发现神从各族各国招人出来服侍他。
The basis of our unity is very simple.
我们合一的基础是非常的简单。
But now how to walk in this oneness is the question.
但是我们如何行在其中，这个是问题。
Now, my dear brother just answered it this morning, and our brother Christian Chen also spoke on it last night.
我们的弟兄早上提过了，昨天晚上陈弟兄也交通道。
But just so we can see the scriptures together, we turn to Ephesians 4.
我们来翻开以弗所书第四章。
We just want to see what they were mentioning in passing.
我们看第四章里面所提的。
In verse 3, we see this statement.
第四章第三节这里这样说
Be diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And then we see Paul underscoring this in verses 4 through 6.
我们在这里第四到第六节，保罗在这里有一点的解释。
In the original language, it just says one body, one spirit, as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all.
在原文的里面，这里所讲的只是一个身体。一个灵，一个招，一位主，一信，一喜，一神。
This is our spiritual reality. We are one with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
这是我们属灵的实际，我们与父子圣灵的合一。
But Paul's exhortation is to maintain or preserve that unity.
保罗的劝勉乃是我们要竭力保守这个一。
And this is where it takes love, forgiveness, patience, kindness.
在这个过程里面需要爱，需要饶恕，需要仁慈。
Because all of us outwardly are very different.
因为我们外面都是不一样的人。
And because of that outward difference,
因为我们外面的不同，
if we continue to live by the outward man, that is according to the flesh, it will cause divisions.
因为如果我们根据外面的血气来活的话，一定会产生分裂。
But if we will walk the way of the cross and hold fast to the head, our Lord Jesus,
如果我们走十字架的道路，我们持守耶稣基督为元首，
He begins to make us one.
他就把我们带进一的里面。
Until we come to verse 13,
我们到了十三节的时候，
where it says, until we all attain to the unity of the faith.
直到到我们众人在真道上同归于一。
Now this is maturity.
这是成熟。
We come to a unity of mind together because we understand the mind of Christ.
我们的心思里面已经进到合一，因为我们讲到以基督的心为心。
So we start holding that unity of the Spirit as precious.
所以我们就抓住合一的灵是最宝贵的。
I know you look at me and you say, well, he must be a brother, but he sure looks different than me.
你看我，你说，这个人是个弟兄，但他跟我很不一样。
And I, coming from America, we have different customs, different way of saying things.
我是从美国来，我有不同的习惯，不同讲话的方式。
And so I know, for me to speak, you have to be long-suffering to receive.
所以我说，你们听我讲，你们要恒久忍耐啊。
But if we can walk together,
但如果我们能够同行，
you will find we have one spirit,
你就发现
we have one heart.
我们是有同心，也是同一个灵里面。
Practically speaking, how can we walk together in this way?
实际上我们如何能够一同行呢？
The best way is by serving the Lord together.
最好的路乃是我们一同来侍奉。
Many times we feel we're very different from our brother or our sister.
很多时候我们就觉得我们跟我们的弟兄跟我们的姊妹有很多不同的地方。
But then the Lord tells us to go out and witness of the gospel together.
主就吩咐我们，我们要一同出去传福音。
We find out as we witness together,
当我们发现，当我们一同去传福音的时候，
The Lord does a miracle.
神就显出他的作为。
You share something?
你交通一点。
They ask a question?
他们问问题。
You don't know the answer.
你不知道怎么回答。
He knows the answer.
他知道。
He gives the answer.
他马上把问题回答。
They ask a question?
他又问一个问题。
Now I have the answer.
现在我有答案了。
Two, working together witnessing, so much stronger than just one.
当两个一同去做见证的时候，比一个是好的更多。
But also, what happens to brother and brother?
如果弟兄们当中呢？
I say, I thought this brother was stupid, but now I see. He knows more of the Bible than I thought.
我说这个弟兄啊很笨啊，但是我现在发现他圣经读得很清楚啊。
And this brother says, I thought this guy was always just sharing crazy things, but now I see the Spirit of God is leading him.
那我就说这个人呢，就讲一些神奇的东西啊。现在我发现神的灵在与他同在啊。
When we serve together,
当我们一同侍奉的时候，
when we worship together,
当我们一同敬拜的时候，
when we fellowship together,
当我们一同交通的时候，
this is our privilege.
这是我们的特权，
because we get to see Christ in one another.
因为我们在彼此的身上看到基督。
Sometimes we are breaking bread together.
有的时候我们一同擘饼的时候，
my mind is distracted.
我的思想受到一些的搅扰。
And then I hear a sister pray.
我听到一位姊妹祷告。
And as she prays, it touches my heart.
当她赞美的时候，就摸着我的心。
Because this is what I wanted to say to the Lord.
因为这本来是我要向主所发出来的赞美。
And I realize how precious it is to have this sister in the body of Christ.
我实在觉得有这么一个姊妹在身体的里面是多么的宝贝。
We really do have to treasure in one another.
我们 里面都成为彼此的宝贝。
And as our lives are built together,
当我们的生命一同被建造的时候，
we come to see this treasure.
我们就来发现了里面的宝贝。
Now this brother or sister asks a very practical question.
这位弟兄或者姊妹问了一个非常实际的问题。
Now practically, we can only fellowship with a portion of believers.
说是否只和一部分的信徒。
Can we be one with all believers?
好像我们是不是能够包容所有的信徒在这个义的里面？
Once again, we have to realize.
我们要看见
There is only one church.
那只有一个教会。
It's the Lord's.
是主的教会。
And they're all His children.
我们都是他的儿女。
But we also know.
我们也知道
that man has created divisions that divide the saints.
人制造了分裂，把圣徒们分开了。
What are we to do about that?
那我们怎么办呢？
For me, I was at one time a pastor of one of those divisions, denominations.
对我来讲，我曾经是在一个宗派啊这个分裂当中的。
And as the Spirit of the Lord gave me more light,
圣灵给了我一些的光照。
I did not feel I could stay in an assembly of people who were willing to admit to a division.
我实在觉得我不应该停留在这个聚会的当中，因为他们在那里承认这一个分裂的分开的这一个宗派的圈圈里面。
But and I found an assembly of people.
但是我发现在聚会的里面
，and they had this heart's desire.
他们里面有这样的一个心愿。
We are one with all Christians.
我们是与所有基督徒在一的里面。
Anybody who's one with the Lord is part of us.
每一个属主的人都是我们的一部分。
So we don't have membership list because the membership role is too big.
所以我们没有会员的名单，因为这个会员的名单太长了。
And those who would visit us as brothers or sisters, we receive them, and of course they're welcome to the table.
哦，他们来看望我们的。我们欢迎他们，我们也欢迎他们与我们一同领受主的桌子。
And our desire is to be one.
我们的愿望乃是我们在一的里面。
There was a servant of the Lord one time.
有一次有一位神的仆人。
And somebody came up to them and began to argue about a doctrine, as our brother was sharing earlier.
有人跟他来辩论，讲到一个的教导的事情。
And finally, this minister said.Well, I can no longer fellowship with you.
最后，这个传道人说，我现在不能够跟你们在一起交通了。
And the other minister said,
另外一个传道人说，
You can draw me out of your circle.
你可以把我圈在你圈子之外。
But I draw you right back in my circle.
但是我却把你圈在我的里面。
Now he's expressing his heart.
他是讲到他的心。
Because he understood something.
因为他明白一件事。
We begin in the unity of the spirit, and we attain to the unity of the faith.
我们是在灵里面有开合一的开始，最后进到真道里面的合一。
Most assemblies in the United States,
在美国多半的聚会
try to start with the unity of the faith.
他们是从真道的一里面开始。
And move to unity of the spirit.
然后才进入灵里面的一。
But it always causes division.
这样就会产生分裂。
Because it's based on what you believe.
因为这是根据你所相信的。
Unity of the faith, doctrine.
是根据一些的教条。
So we have churches.
所以我们有些教会。
They believe predestination.
他们相信预定论的。
Now very strong in the United States, neo-Calvinism.
哦，在。美国这个加尔文派的非常的势力很大
very strong movement
哦，是一个很浩大的一个运动
but then we have other churches it says all grace, all grace
啊，还有一些教会就是恩典啊，都是恩典
you saved by grace
哦，我们用着恩典得救
never mind holiness, you saved by grace
圣洁这个不重要我们是 因着恩典而得救。
And if you go to a city in the United States,
如果你到美国某一个城市，
open up the yellow pages.
你打开这个电话簿，
there's a church with every kind of dim sum dish of that.
你就在教会这一栏里面有各种各样你所喜爱的这个聚会。
In the subways in New York City.
在纽约的地下铁里面，
one church makes an advertisement on the subway.
有一个聚会在捷运里面做广告。
Come to us, we are the church for people who don't like church.
欢迎你来我们教会，我们这里是欢迎那些不喜欢教会的人来。
But have you ever noticed this reality?
你有没有认识这一个实际？
When persecution comes to the church,
当逼迫临到教会的时候，
we discover our oneness together.
我们就发现我们的合一。
When times are prosperous,
当很发达很丰盛的时候，丰富的时候，
we tend to divide according to our own preference.
我们就发现根据我们的爱好而产生了分裂。
And so many times the Lord brings us through very difficult times.
所以很多时候主把我们带进一些艰难的日子的当中。
Because in those times we understand we're all one together.
因为在那些艰难的日子，我们才发现我们是在一的里面。
So this matter of how we stand as regards all churches around us, it's really a matter of the heart.
关于我们怎么样来看众教会，这个是心思里面的问题。
We want to be able to fellowship with all brothers and sisters.
我们愿意跟所有的弟兄姊妹有交通。
All right. Now, here's a second question.
这是第二个问题啊。
And basically, it's a question regarding the passage in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 26, asking, is this the Lord's way of meeting in the church?
这里是根据哥林多前书十四章二十六节说，这个是不是主所要的聚会的形式。
First Corinthians 14:26
哥林多前书十四章二十六节。
What is the outcome then, brethren? When you assemble, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has a tongue, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for edification.
弟兄们，这却怎么样呢？你们聚会的时候，个人或有诗歌，或有教训，或有启示，或有方言，或有翻出来的话，凡事都当造就人。
Now, first I would say,
我首先要说的，
that I think we must be careful about taking any few verses of scripture and saying this is our pattern for church life.
我们不能够只是取出一两节圣经说这是我们教会生活的规条。
There is no pattern as per se for our church life.
在我们教会生活的里面没有一个特别的款式。
We do find in Acts chapter 2 and verse 42 a very simple picture of church life.
我们在使徒行传二章二十四节那里面看到一个很清楚教会生活的样式。
It says the people continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching and fellowship and breaking of bread and prayers.
这也很清楚地告诉我们，他们都在那里恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。
We know the early saints, they gathered almost daily.
我们知道早期的圣徒们，他们差不多每天都聚集。
And as they gathered, they broke bread. As they gathered, they shared the gospel. As they gathered, they prayed.
当他们聚会的时候，他们擘饼，他们交通，他们传福音。
And the Spirit was leading them.
圣灵带领他们。
Now, as the church began to grow,
当教会慢慢成长的时候，
and as time went on, they couldn't meet every day.
他们好像以后就不能够每天这样的聚集。
And so it seems to be, not as a law, but as a development,
但慢慢就演变成不是一个律法的形式。
That the saints believed it was of first importance that the saints come together and break bread. on the first day of the week.
圣徒们就觉得在七日的第一日，他们聚在一起，很重要的一件事情就是先擘饼。
Now probably they would like to do that every day.
他们其实他们愿意每天都这样行。
But they could only gather, and so they set certain times aside for prayer or for breaking of bread and these things.
但是他们不能这样，所以他们就定规了一些的时间，什么时候祷告，什么时候擘饼。
Now the church's life, therefore, varies from place to place.
教会的生活，一个地方跟一个地方可能有不一样。
But the Spirit takes us and brings us together for times of life in His presence.
但是圣灵就把我们带进一个充满了生命的这样的聚集。
And one of these opportunities is for us to come together, as is in 1 Corinthians 14, for fellowship.
那一个形式的聚会就是哥林多前书十四章，他们聚在一起就有交通。
Now, Corinth was a wonderful church.
哥林多是一个很美好的教会。
It was very lively.
那里非常的有活力。
They were filled with the Spirit.
他们被圣灵充满。
Many gifts of the Spirit.
有许多圣灵的恩赐。
And they all loved to talk.
他们都喜欢讲话。
And so they would come together.
所以他每次聚在一起的时候
and one would start talking then another would start talking
一个讲了跟着另外一个又发言
and somebody would speak in tongues and somebody would prophesy
所以有人在那里说方言有人在那里说预言
and somebody say I have a revelation
有人说我蒙了一个启示
now first of all
首先
praise God that they are filled with the Spirit and living
赞美神他们被圣灵充满他们是活的
Many times when we gather together for fellowship,
很多时候当我们一起交通的时候
it's like sitting around in a funeral home.
好像是在殡仪馆里面大家坐着一言不语一样。
Now the Corinthians came with something to share.
哥林多的圣徒们他们来聚会他们带着一些的话要交通。
Notice Paul says, when you come together, each one has something to contribute.
好像保罗说当你们聚在一起的时候每一位都有一点东西要摆出来
Now sometimes we get together we like to talk
有的时候我们聚在一起我们喜欢讲话
But we haven't prayed about it
但是我们没有经过祷告就讲了
We don't have anything that we have prepared or thought about
我们也没有预备一些的话
Even sometimes we have so-called Bible study
有的时候就算我们一同来有查经的聚会
We say okay we're going to study Romans chapter 5
我们要开始今天读罗马第五章
Now nobody has read it
没有人预备
Except the leader
除了这个带领的人预备了一下
So everybody reads it
所以大家我们先读一遍
And then they talk about Romans 6 or 1 Corinthians or anywhere
然后他们就讲这段圣经那段圣经
Life has to find order
生命要在次序的里面
The Corinthians had life, but they needed to be ordered.
哥林多的圣徒们，他们有生命，但是他们没有次序。
Actually, when life is set in order by the Spirit, who likes to do all things in order,
当我们的生命被圣灵引导管制到一个地步，因为圣灵是按照次序行事的。
Then there's always a greater concentration of life.
所以在那里就更能够显出生命。
Now, even though I am as old as Santa Claus, I still work often with young people.
虽然我年纪很大了，跟圣诞老人一样，但我喜欢跟年轻人一起服事。
And at the end of their youth camp, they like to have testimony time.
每一次当他们有青年的营会之后他们有见证
Now testimony time is 1.5 hours long
他们做见证呢有一个半小时之久
But all of the teenagers are so self-conscious
这些年轻人呢他们都很自觉的
Here's what happens
这是他们就会这样
There's always 4 young people who like to talk so they get up first
所以总之有四个年轻人喜欢讲话的他们一定先站起来
They just talk because they like to hear themselves talk
因为他们就是喜欢讲啊讲啊
right, Well at least it breaks the ice
这样也不错就有破冰之人呢
Then we wait an hour and 15 minutes
他们等到一个钟头十五分钟之后
finally somebody comes up and shares from their heart.
啊，就有一些人从他们心里面有一些的话叫。
Then somebody else comes running up, but now there's only 5 minutes left.
现在只剩下五分钟了。
And I always think, boy, we wasted so much time.
我经常说我们浪费了那么多的时间。
How much more life we could have?
啊，我们能够得到多少的生命？
And so it is with church life.
这好像就是教会的生活。
Thank God for the life of the Corinthians.
感谢神，哥林多的聚会里面充满了生命的活力。
But thank God that Paul could come and say, now this life has to be orderly.
但是感谢神，神借着保罗说，这一个生命需要有次序。
I don't think 1 Corinthians 14 is a pattern. That is to say, all of our meetings must be an open meeting, anybody can talk, go as long as you want. No, no.
我觉得哥林多前书十四章不是说所有教会的聚会都要是一个开放式的、自由的在那里交通的聚会。
You know, we as human beings are amazing people.
我们这些人呢、啊，我们都是很、奇妙的、啊。
We can make anything the Lord gives us a tradition.
我们可以把主给我们的任何事情变为我们的遗传。
Worship can become tradition.
敬拜可以成为一个传统。
Preaching can become tradition.
教导可以成为一个传统。
The Lord's table can become tradition.
主的桌子也能够成为一个传统仪式的样式而已。
Open meeting.Can become tradition.
就算是一个开放的交通的聚会，也是成为一个传统的样式。
Only as we're willing to be disciplined by the Spirit can these meetings we have be filled with His life.
只有当我们愿意接受圣灵的管制的时候，这些的聚会才能够带出生命的意义。
So whatever kinds of meetings you have in your assembly, we should pray for God's life.To fill those times.
所以不管你们聚会的地方的聚会的形式怎么样，我们要祷告求神的生命充满在聚会的里面。
We have my wife and I live in an apartment in New York City.
我跟我的妻子在纽约市中心住在一个公寓的里面。
And on Sunday,
礼拜天
maybe 40 to 50 young people come and break bread.And worship.
有四五十位年轻的弟兄姊妹，我们一同掰饼，一同敬拜。
I am just there as Santa Claus. I don't do a lot of preaching.
我在那里就是做圣诞老人，我不是主要讲员。
But I talk to the brothers.
我跟弟兄们交通。
And I say, brothers.
我说弟兄们呐、啊、
Only speak as much time as you have life.
你有多少生命，你就讲多少话。
For some of you.10 minutes.
对你来讲
Some of you 20 minutes.
有的人你可以讲20分钟。
Now you know me, I speak more than an hour.
你说我呢可以讲一个小时。
Probably that's too much.
啊，可能讲得太多了。
We need to speak life.
我们需要供应生命。
Now, it's something very interesting.
很有趣的。
Our brothers, these young brothers,
这些年轻的弟兄们
after we break bread,
当我们
they share a message.
拨饼之后他们就交通了一些信息。
Only 15 minutes.
只有十五分钟
Very living
非常带着生命活的信息
Now the saints when they come on Sunday they wonder who's going to speak today because they're expecting some life
因为弟兄姊妹主日来到聚会里面他们说今天谁要交通啊因为他们希望得到生命的供应
And so we need to pray that God would give us life for our meetings
所以我们需要祷告求神供应在聚会里面供应生命。
I have many more questions.
我还有很多的问题啊。
I cannot translate them.
我不会翻译他们。
One question asked if I would share more of my personal testimony.
有一个问题就，希望我交通多一点我个人的见证。
It would take too long, of course, to share everything.
如果要整个的讲完，可能时间不够。
But I just take you to one point.
我愿意讲一点。
I was a servant of God, and I was serving a church in a city.
我是神的工人，我在一个城市里面服侍。
And thank God, many saints were gathering and we were worshiping and everything.
哦，感谢神，许多神的儿女们聚集，我们在一同敬拜。
Now 10 years before that,
十年之前
，a brother gave me a book.
一位弟兄送了我一本书。
Nobody in our denomination knows about this brother.
在我们那个宗派里面，没有人认识这位弟兄。
Name was Nito Sheng.
啊，他的名字是尼托生。
And the brother came to me and he pulled it out of his coat like this. Here, take it.
有弟兄是说，你来看这本书。
This was the normal Christian life.
这是正常基督徒生活。
And ever since that day, I loved everything Watchman Nee wrote.
哦，从那天开始，我就喜欢读尼弟兄所有的书。
So I read every book I could, only in English, of course.
啊，当然我读的都是英文书，就是每一本尼弟兄的书我都喜欢来读。
Now I was in this particular city and I was serving the Lord.
我在这个地方，我在那里侍奉神。
And I only had this certain light within this tradition.
所以我在这个传统的教会的里面，我只能够有得到一部分的光。
And then I met Aquila and Priscilla.
然后我就遇到亚居拉跟百居拉。
Now a man and a wife, and they would come to the meeting occasionally where I was serving, and they came to the Bible study.
啊，就是一对的夫妇，他有的时候来到我们那个聚会的地方，也参加查经聚会。
And so after one of the Bible studies,
有一天查经之后
，they said to me,
他对我说
，there's a brother.Who comes to our city and shares the word of God? You should come.
所以说有一个弟兄啊，他们要到我们这个城来讲道，你应该去听。
I said, who's that?
我说这是谁啊？
I said, you never heard of him. Stephen Kang.
说你没有听过这个人的名字，他叫江守道。
And they were right. I never heard of him.
我从来没有听过他这个名字。
But they said the magic words.
他们就说了这个字。
He translates Watchman Nee's books.
哦，他说他是翻译尼托生书的那一个人。
Ah, said now I have to go.
哦，那说那我一定要去了。
So I went to this meeting in somebody's house.
啊，所以我到一个弟兄姊妹的家里面参加这个聚会。
I looked around for this brother Kang.
我就来看看这个江弟兄啊。
Now there was maybe a dozen Chinese people there.
可能有十位中国人。
I thought maybe this tall man over here, this must be him.
我说那个可能是他吧，那个高个子。
But then they introduced our brother.
他们就介绍我们的弟兄。
And he was just a little guy.
他好像就是一个不是很高大的人物嘛。
I wondered who is this man.
我说这个人是谁呀？
But then he began to minister the word.
然后他就在那里讲主的话。
And I heard Christ.Revealed in the Old Testament,
我就听到基督在旧约里面如何的被启示出来。
And he began to share on the way of the church.
他就开始讲到教会的道路。
And he shared very lovingly, very graciously.
他实在带着恩典的话来传讲。
Only Christ can be head of his church.
只有基督才是教会的元首。
Now back over in this group where I was serving,
在我侍奉的那个团体里面
，I was called the under shepherd.
我被称为是那个侍奉的人。
This is a way of getting around the fact that you're the pastor and the leader.
也就是说呢，你是这个带头的。就是说你是牧师。
You say, no, God is the shepherd. I'm just the humble under shepherd.
你就是说神是大牧人，我是在下面这个小牧人。
But an issue came into my heart.
但是在我的心中有这样的一个问题出现了。
I knew.
我知道。
I was the head of my church.
我知道我是我们教会的头。
And this was an opposition.To God's will.
这跟神的旨意是相违背的。
And our brother came every month.
我们的弟兄每个月来一次。
And he was like my undertaker. He always drove another nail in my coffin.
他好像在我的身在我的在钉我的把我钉在棺材里面一样。
He would come one month and speak about how we can serve God in the flesh, like King Saul, and it's not pleasing. And he would drive the nail right into my heart.
Oh, 他在说我们不能像扫罗那样靠着肉体来侍奉，好像这个钉子又把我钉下。
I actually got physically sick.
所以搞到我的就是要生病。Because
I knew there was something wrong.
我知道有一些我有问题了。Even
though this church was growing,
虽然那个教会好像人数在增长,
I was not happy.
但是我里面没有喜乐。Well,
in God's providence,
在神的主传底下,
I heard the message from Lance Lambert.
我听到南培德弟兄的信息。
And that was the final nail in my coffin.
这个是把我钉死的最后一根钉子。
So even though I was an ordained minister and I had a retirement minister's policy and all these things,
虽然我是被安利的牧师，我有很好的退休金各样的一个安排。
Biggest problem was
最大的难处。
I was minister in my heart.
我在我的心里面有主的话。
A professional minister.
我自己好像只是一个职业的牧师。
So after a lot of spiritual struggle.
所以经过了许多属灵的挣扎。
One day I went to this little house group.
有一天我就到了这个家庭聚会里面。
I took my family there.
我把我的家人也带到这个家中。
We resigned from the other church.
我就在那个聚会里面，我向他们辞职了。
I had a very nice ordination paper. Anna Condon, minister of God.
我本来有一个很漂亮的案例的证书啊，哦，康登弟兄，神的仆人。
And I tore it up.
我把它撕掉。
Brother Dana, from now on.
从那天开始, 我是Dana弟兄。
So this was 1975.
那是1975年的事情。
No more minister, no more minister's retirement program.
不再是牧师，也没有这些各样的退休各样的福利了。
And fortunately, I could fellowship in this house church. They didn't like ministers.
感谢主的，我可以在这个家庭聚会里面交通，因为他们不喜欢牧师。
But they did receive me as a brother.
他们接纳我做一个弟兄。
So I started to teach school.
所以我就开始在学校里面教书。
And I had to learn how to be a brother.
我要学如何做一位弟兄。
And I'm still learning.
我今天还在学。
But I also have learned how wonderful it is when Jesus is the head of his church.
但我学到更美好的就是当我认识到耶稣基督是主。
And as you can see by looking at me,
你今天看看我,
God took care of us.
神顾念我。
I am not a nervous Santa Claus.
我不是一个很紧张的圣诞老人。
I'm just a brother.
我只是一位弟兄。
And I come to share with you.
我来到这里跟大家有一点的分享力,
and to receive from you.
也从你们那里也得帮助。
I thank God, even in this room, there are some here who have been like Aquila and Priscilla to me.
今天在这个聚会的房子里面有几位,他们是我的雅居拉跟百居拉。
So let's move in this oneness of summing up all things in Christ.
让我们一同进入 万有在基督里面同归于一的道路里面。
I'm sorry, I took way too much time.
对不起，我花了太多的时间。